exciting.
All right, welcome to week two, episode two.
Well, yeah, episode two. Let me see week two. Week two.
We finally got Sammy with us. Can you say hello?
Hi, guys.
Guest appearance?
Hopefully not guest appearance. Sammy, I've had a lot of questions.
Oh, no.
People are wondering, why aren't you competing this year? So we didn't get a chance to talk about it last week. Can you tell us a little bit about what's been going on in your world and why you are not competing this year?
I have two very angry shoulders that I had to just try and keep control of last season. Technically shouldn't have competed last year, but it was SPK's last time out on the dance floor, so hence why I went ahead with it.
So Sammy and I blame Keith for breaking up SPK last week. Who are you blaming for breaking up SPK?
You.
Wow.
You said you were going to retire.
Shots fired early.
Okay. Yeah, you did say you were going to retire. Then you're the first
Jamie
one to be like.
Had other plans, and then Keith and I were meant to do a team.
Oh,
and now you're
right.
All going to be competing except me. And I was the one who really wanted to keep going.
No.
Next year.
Me too.
Yeah. Next year.
You saying me too about Sammy or just you?
Me too with Sammy.
I was
on the same shit.
Cute.
Sammy, do you have any intentions in competing next year? Is that the goal?
Mm-hmm.
You want to get back on the floor next year?
Yeah.
Have you figured out what that looks like for you yet? Or are you going to sort of play it by ear, see what happens at the end of this year, and see who's available?
Yeah, I'll see who's available. And I'll make sure I can kick, because I only now can hang off a rig.
Only now?
Yes, as of Monday.
What's the injury you got? You've had it diagnosed by a few people. What do you got?
Let's just say I've been competing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the CrossFit the competitive CrossFit that messed up my shoulders. It was 11 years of competitive swimming where I injured the left shoulder twice and then injured the right twice in CrossFit and then injured both last season. They've got labrum tears that are small enough that they don't need surgery. I think it's 2 centimeters or maybe, yeah. I got bone spurs. I've got cartilage missing in the left shoulder.
Damn.
But they were just chronically inflamed. Lots of swelling.
So I don't think a lot of people know this. How many cortisol shots did you get last year to get through the season?
Four.
Yeah, that's how tough she was last year, guys, if you didn't know. This year she's had to take a back seat. We have reached week one of the Open. Everyone's predictions were completely wrong.
No
wobbles.
No
wobbles.
Sorry, I didn't listen to the last one.
Oh my god. Who does she think she is,
though? There's nothing I can do. Try my best. This
sorry.
Is what we get.
I'll listen to it on the way home.
It's too late now. So none of us were even close.
So why the mushroom?
Did you watch the video? The live showing?
No.
Like, did he explain it?
He did a diagram, yeah.
Oh, he did a diagram.
What was the diagram? I didn't see that.
I didn't watch it. he made a mushroom
yes.
with like the 21s and then the 15s and the 9 and he made like a mushroom with it.
So it has nothing to do with the movements?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just being...
No, so obviously...
Just being Dave Castro, yeah.
Well, I'll be honest, it kind of underwhelmed me for how much he had talked about in a workout for dumbbell snatches and burpees. The only new thing was that you did all the reps on one arm.
Yeah, which was quite different.
I think it's better. As in, like, it feels
better.
A lot less backy. It's still backy, but, like, it feels less, like, back-breaking.
Is backy a word?
Yeah.
Back-achy, maybe.
Yeah.
I haven't done it yet. I've had a little play around with some of the movements. I finished the rounds at 21. But I do have two people in the room that have done it. Keith, we'll start with you. How did you find it?
It was a tough workout. I think it's tough for everybody, like regardless of what fitness level you are.
Mm.
Either you just go faster and you hurt the same, or you go slower and then you hurt the same. No worries about this workout.
So it just sucks in general, just pain.
Yeah, but I think the important thing is just pacing out the 21. So I told quite a few of my members, if you this podcast goes out after.
Yeah, it's gonna come out unfortunately.
Oh, that's too late, but it's okay. if you have a target timing in mind, the time which you finish the 21s should be your halfway mark.
Yeah.
That was my tips given.
Yeah, actually, I do remember Sammy saying that.
Yeah. Great minds think alike.
You guys think alike, or you just heard Sammy say that and then...
Oh, I haven't heard Sammy
he
say that.
He read the tips online before us.
I did? No, I didn't. I was very out of touch with this workout. I didn't read anything until I did it.
It's okay. Sammy doesn't listen to the podcast.
Oh, damn. Whoa. Shots fired.
Reps, they were reps.
Sure.
Keith, we'll get you to demonstrate a burpee later.
Okay.
Jamie, you also have done the workout. Initial thoughts? How'd it feel?
Did it? Didn't... Like, bombed it, I think. I think with this workout, you can't overthink it. I think you just have to kind of be able to like lean into it and like lean into the hurt and just go. Yes, you have to be conservative on the 21s, but yeah, I think I was just at a stage where I was just like overthinking everything. At the end of the day, it's two very simple movements, right? So yeah, but I think it was a good, I think it's a good first test for sure, like very accessible. Anyone can do it, so yeah.
So you are going to redo tomorrow, correct?
I am, which totally goes against what I said last week.
100%.
I said it might happen.
It's okay, send it to
You said you're going to be one and done?
I said I would do the workout on Friday and then just like continue training and no redos. But this is a scenario where like I just know that like I've approached the workout completely wrong, which is why I want to, kind of do it again and...
Yeah, I'm also going to have my first shot at it next week. Tomorrow.
Not next week.
My initial thought is, yeah, as Keith said, I think it's going to suck regardless of how you pace it. Having a look at some people going through it, it seems like the round of 15s
mm-hmm.
is just soul destroying.
Very bad.
You can get through the 21s okay, and then the second round of 15 is just like getting hit with a sledgehammer. So I think the key is that I'm just going to have to try to push through that best I can. I'm traditionally pretty good at burpees. Being like 4 foot tall does help. But I am kind of looking forward to digging into the pain cave if I can handle it. We'll see. Some people have set some good times at the gym. Fastest time I've seen was Ian, right?
7:30.
Yeah. I mean, this comes out after the workout's announced. So it doesn't matter if we say scores. No one's going to be able to see him.
Yeah.
You can talk about it.
Oh, we can talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. This will come out after. This scores are thrown.
Should I just like sing it?
You can if you want to. So we know Ian beat Keith.
Yeah.
How do you feel, Keith?
Yeah, how does that feel?
Quite a bit.
No comments, actually. I wasn't expecting to win this workout. My goal was to beat Rich, Mermaid Rich.
Yeah.
Which
you did.
Which I did. So,
and you can say you won the workout for your team. You were the fastest time in the team.
Oh, yeah. No. Actually, Malcolm is our reserve.
And he did
you? I think he beat me. Yeah, he did. Not I think. Like, he beat me. He was 8:03. I was 8:14.
That's solid.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if people don't remember this, Keith didn't beat me in any of the open workouts last year, so...
Yeah, I did.
Just had to throw in there.
No, you got me on the thruster, to be honest.
Yeah,
you crushed me on the thruster.
I can't remember.
And actually, Sammy didn't beat me in any workouts last year either.
So you're the strongest in the team.
Wait, that's not fair, because we had to do the same amount of stuff in that first workout with the ring muscle ups, and I was one rep behind you.
That's about...
I think my thruster was like 10 pounds away from yours.
Yeah.
Damn!
Doesn't help. Still less.
I was just behind you on everything. What was
your
last workout? One snatch, fuck's sake.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Okay.
The results speak for themselves.
This is why you're going another season.
This is why, yeah, guys. He needs his ego stroked.
No, my ego is comfortable where it is, thank you.
Yeah, because of last year.
I finished on top. You guys will never get the opportunity to beat me now.
So this year's not counted?
No, this year counts, definitely. But my open performances are not going to be what they were last year. I don't know if you know this, Keith, but I'm a rugby player now.
Oh, okay. But you're also competing in CrossFit part-time.
Yeah. Nice. But now it's going to become full-time after the open.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, I'm excited. Honestly, guys, I am very excited to compete this year. My team is good. We're gonna beat Keith's team.
We're a very fun team.
We'll try our best.
That's all that matters, Keith.
We try our best.
Try our best. That's all that matters.
Okay. what people will be interested in now, okay, the first workout's come out. We had a very grindy workout. Keith, you did say it'd be a grind.
Yeah.
We got a grind. It was a bit more of a sprint than a grind, though.
Yeah, true.
But what do you guys suspect is going to come up next week now? What are you guys preparing for? And also, how does the week look for? So, Sammy, let's ask you from the outside. What do you expect to pop up next week?
A repeat.
You think it'll be the repeat?
Yeah.
Which workout?
Maybe the double unders. Toes bar, double unders, heavy clean.
Mm.
Or the squat clean one.
Yeah.
That one's come up twice already, though. They've never repeated a workout.
Three beat.
Have they not?
Not more than once.
Not three reps.
Really?
There's never been a workout come up three times.
Or the chest bar snatch one. That you guys.
Well, we just snatched this week, though.
Barbell.
I don't think we snatch.
I think that'll be a barbell.
Barbell.
The deadlift box
shop
one they had.
Oh my lord.
Wow, I haven't done any deadlifts. Not more hinging, I think. Probably
yeah,
not
that's
deadlifts.
Gonna
yeah,
that's gonna be
too
I'm
much.
Like,
too much hinging.
They
already.
Couldn't possibly make us hinge again.
Not
yeah, but remember that time they gave us burpees
yes.
twice? In
what if they bring out the deadlift bar facing burpees on?
No.
Everyone's back is gonna be wrecked that week.
There's no way they're gonna make
I
us
think
do more
be a
burpees. Burpees. There's no way we're doing more burpees.
I think clean and jerk me.
I won't put past them.
I think because the first one was favoring like the cardio bunnies and the maybe the shorter athletes, I think they'll even it out. Maybe like a wall ball or something. I just keep saying wall ball.
Just until it comes up.
Yeah, until it comes up.
But I think they'll kind of like try and even it out. Maybe with like a heavier barbell. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay. You gotta give me a workout. She's giving me one. Jam, what's the workout?
Oh man. I don't think it'll be a repeat. I think the third one will be a repeat. I'm thinking like wall balls, rowing. Please.
So 19.1.
What was 19.1?
Honestly,
it's an
MREP. My guess is that I could see 19.1.
Yeah. Was it just rowing and wall balls?
Yeah,
18 calorie row, 18.
But then again, that's all engine, right?
Yes, it is.
But
it's very different. It's a long piece, A. And B, the first workout was all for short athletes. You give a row and a wall ball, tall guys get their chance.
They get their chance to shine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
David, finally.
Oh my lord, that poor guy.
Okay, but you still haven't given me a workout.
Yeah, I just said.
19.1?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keith, that was your choice, right?
That was, yeah, but she's stolen it.
Sorry.
I don't think it would be a repeat.
Okay, what do you got?
I think rowing, maybe clean and jerks, just because we did snatch already. Probably a ladder up. So some form of buy-in with rowing and something. And then clean and jerks.
Heavier clean and jerk, you think?
Maybe increasing weight with like interval style. So you have to finish by a certain time window and then you can move on to the next one. Similar
like
to a snatch format.
Remember that, what? The,
yeah,
the box jump.
Box jumps, pistols.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Yeah, that could be.
It's a heavy bar as well.
Yeah, that could also pop up.
Yeah. Maybe something like that.
There should be a max lift somewhere, right? But they have the quarterfinals for 25% this year. Do you need to test a max lift?
I don't think you need to test a max lift. Maybe like a ladder format would be good. But not as intense as what that workout was. Because that workout, there were big jumps across each bar, right? Maybe smaller jumps so that everyone could do it.
Mm. He has said this open is going to be more accessible, right? That's
yeah.
the whole point.
So you reckon no barbell?
I am questioning whether they'll go a heavy barbell in the open this year or not. Mm. I think because they have 25%, your pool's so big that, honestly, if you miss out on making the top 25% because there's no heavy barbell, you probably shouldn't be in the quarterfinals regardless.
But you could argue that like by testing a one rep max, that is truly inclusive, right? Cause
it
versus like a ladder.
But it also makes it less accessible, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't run heats of, most gyms can't run heats of 10 if people are maxing out their deadlift or whatever it might be, right? You just run out of space and plates.
Mm.
Or if you're lifting at home, there's also that kind of idea. But I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Castro's proved me wrong plenty of times. But it'll be interesting to see. I still think it wouldn't surprise me if there's no barbell next week. But then at the same token, it makes sense if there is. So who knows? I'm kind of sitting on the fence here. It'll make an interesting week, I think. The first one has been interesting. Here's another question I got asked. What do you guys think will be the top time in the world? How fast do you think someone can do this?
Well, Chandler Smith did it under 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, it's been a few.
Six, I think.
It's been a few 5:50s I've seen. Jay Crouch as well. Noah Olsen wasn't far off that.
Crazy.
I think Taylor Self is like the world record now. He's like 5:40.
Who's that?
Taylor Self.
I don't know who that is.
He's that guy on the Savant podcast.
I hate Savant. Shit.
Hey, he listens to this podcast.
Scratch that.
Why?
Delete.
Not by him. He just makes really sexist comments all the time. He's Team Jamie here. Yeah.
Well,
anyway, sorry.
Keith, me too, Sammy, before. So.
Come on now. Let's not twist things.
I think I got the title for the next podcast.
Yes.
What do you think will be the fastest time? How fast do you think someone can do this? You think anyone can go 5:30?
5:38. That's what I'm just saying.
I'm going to say someone's going to put up a 5:27 that will get scratched eventually.
You don't think anyone can go sub 5?
I don't think sub 5.
The dumbbell snatchers have to be... As in, the dumbbell snatchers take a certain amount of time.
I am very curious to see what Colton Mertens gets, because his time is going to be lightning.
Yeah.
It is gonna be lightning. Also, is he?
No, I think we don't discuss this.
I was gonna say, is he fit? I was gonna say, is he not injured at the moment?
Oh, okay.
I thought he was injured.
That was what you were gonna ask.
Yeah, of course. What do you think I was gonna ask?
What was he gonna ask?
Anyway, moving on. What's the next question?
I think we can go back to what you thought on your website.
What's the next question?
Hey, you haven't given me a time yet.
She said sub 5.
Do you think some
goes 5:01? Jimmy.
How do you get 5:01? You write that about like 180 reps.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're the engineer, kid.
Sorry, yeah. I don't mess.
200 by 180 means you have to like do a rep faster than 1 second.
Oh damn. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I can't. Wait,
180 reps. 1 second a rep is 180 seconds. It's 3 minutes.
So you need 360 to be 1 second a rep.
What? It's 180 reps total.
Yeah, so 5 minutes is
3.6.
6 minutes is 360 seconds, right? So you divide by
180. Yeah, so 180 is 3 minutes.
Seconds a rep.
Wait, sorry. Scratch that. 2 seconds a rep, sorry.
That would be giving me 6 minutes.
2 seconds a rep.
Yeah.
360.
Keith, how did you get an engineering degree?
Carrie's gonna use a math equation meme again.
Beats me here. That's like 1 second of a rep already. Yeah.
I don't think so either. But I think sub 5:30 is possible, but you'd need to be fire. What about the ladies? Who's got the best time for the girls at the moment? Have you guys seen?
No, I haven't.
No, I don't know.
Some people in Asia have put up some pretty good scores already, like 7:30s.
Oh, Christy Holte put in.
This is so hot. Alethea Boone is going to crush this workout.
Yeah, like I said, I saw that girl at Bamboo do 6:30 something. She was lightning.
Yeah.
Lightning. She was very fast. Also, I think it'd be a miss for me not to talk about you guys winning Taylor Swift last night.
Oh my god. The best night ever.
Jamie hasn't stopped talking about Taylor Swift.
I'm looking for tickets. Jamie found some more tickets and she didn't take me again. So if anyone has spare tickets, can you please let me know? I need two.
Keith, what were you saying about Taylor Swift?
I declined to comment.
Say it.
No conspiracy theories here.
Apparently, she's some sort of witchcraft is going on.
Keith's
gonna get cancelled.
I'm gonna get cancelled.
No, best experience ever. If you guys have the opportunity to experience it, please experience it. Give me your tickets.
What was the best part? What was the best song?
All of them are so good.
Yeah, she was good at all of them.
The Man.
Lover.
The last part was Lover. That was good.
What was the last part?
The last part, where she did her latest album, I thought all those songs.
What song did she finish with?
Karma.
What song did she start with?
No, Miss Americana.
I don't know any other new songs.
Keith was a fan. Just
ever
so
since he found out about Witchcraft.
No, I listened to Rob Written before.
Can't imagine you as a Rent kind of guy.
It's like secondary school.
Not long ago then.
Very long ago. It's like 12 years ago.
What about you? What's your favourite Taylor Swift song?
Shake It Off.
Wow, so basic.
Pretty mean. It's the best song.
Interesting.
Shake It Off. Well, what's your favourite song?
So many. Cruel Summer.
Then that's not favourite, right?
Yeah. Favourite implies one.
Only one.
Oh, man. Oh, this is hard. Probably Don't Blame Me from Reputation.
It's a good one.
I don't know that
song.
Too.
Okay. You can listen to it later. Yeah.
Should we play it now?
No.
I'll put it into the post-production, Keith. Although I gotta pay for that music, so maybe not.
Yeah.
The podcast will get cancelled if I put trouble in that.
Copyright.
Yeah, copyright infringement. Okay, so then we've kind of spoken about what we expect next week. Is there any last minute things you guys will say about the Open or this week that you'd like to leave our listeners with on a note? Sammy, we'll start with you. Any passing comments about the last workout that's been, or anything to look forward to next week?
It's okay if it didn't go well.
I think that was directed at you, Jamie.
Yeah.
No. Just the workout.
Yes. I think that's good advice. It
Two
is.
2 weeks'
just
time, everyone's going to be forgetting about this.
Yeah, I'll say that was the best advice anyone ever gave me, was that in 3 weeks' time, no one cares about your score anymore. Right now, it seems like the whole world does, but in 3 weeks' time, no
to
one
be
does.
Honest, like, the Taylor Swift concert has been has been so good. Like, it really just, like, makes me realize that it's
she needed another weekend.
There other, like, amazing, fun things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I'm just like, I really just want to go again tomorrow to the concert.
Okay, so no more you do. Just
so I'll do it and then I'll forget it because I have something immediately after to like look forward to and focus on. So, yeah.
So regardless of where it goes,
I still win.
Yeah.
Still go Tay-Tay.
Because I'm going to Taylor Swift.
And I'm not.
No winner.
Yeah. So we've learned, don't leave your ticket purchasing to Jamie.
No, but honestly, like, for tomorrow's, I feel a lot more relaxed than I was on Friday. Yeah.
What were you feeling on Friday?
I was just like overthinking everything.
You said you felt tired too.
Yeah. Yeah. Tomorrow I'm just gonna just go, you know. Just go. Yeah.
What about you, Keith? Any passing notes, comments about this last week?
I think just be satisfied with your effort.
Yeah. I like that.
Oh, really? Just saying.
Be proud of your effort. Don't overthink it. And again, enjoy the experience, right? Because if you put too much pressure on yourself, it can become a little bit too much. But we'll see what comes out this week. We'll see what we can do. And we'll have a chat about it next week. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.